When are all of these laws, which have been stated in the first two prokem of the Masechta, when do they apply? They are all talking about scenarios, with a kohen who comes to ask what the law is. That is to say, he has the mixture of birds in front of him, and he hasn't yet bought any karbanos, and he's asking what he should do now. How many of the birds is he able to offer up, and whether he should do so on the top half of the Mizbeach or the bottom half? How many of the karbonos have been invalidated? That's what's been discussed until now. But with regards to a kohen who has this mixture of birds in front of him, and he doesn't come to ask what he should do ideally, rather he goes ahead and he offers up the birds as a korban, as a sacrifice. And now our question is not what he should do, how many korbanos should he offer up, but rather how many of the birds that he offered up are valid. That's a new discussion which hasn't yet been talked about. Although the laws are definitely going to be very much based on what we've learned in the first two parakim, but the focus of this final parak of the Masechta is scenarios like that, where the birds which were mixed up have been offered up on the Mizbeach, and how many of them can be considered valid. And how many of them will the woman or the one who is obligated or volunteered to bring that korban need to bring a replacement? If there are two women, for example, they gave birth, so they are both obligated to bring a pair of birds as a korban, one of the women, we'll call her Rachel, had one pair of birds and one of them had another pair of birds, Steinlozoi. Or if one of them had two pairs of birds, which they designated and were going to bring as korbanos, and the other woman also had two, and all of the birds got mixed up, shalosh azoy. If both women had three pairs of birds that they were going to bring, and all of them got mixed up together, osa kulon lamala, and the kohen proceeded to offer up all of the birds on the top half of the mizbeach, as if they were all korbanos oila. The blood of a bird, korban oila, needs to be applied to the top half of the Mizbeach. Now we're talking about a case where the birds within each pair had not yet been defined as an Oila or a Chatas, and therefore it's based on the Kohen himself, how he offers them up, that will define which type of Korban it is. So in a case where he essentially defined all of them as a Korban Oila, well, only half of them can in reality be defined as a Korban Oila. The second member of each pair, the second bird of each pair, would be a Korban Chatas. And therefore the Mishnah says, Mechza Kosher, Mechza Posel, half of the birds that he offered up on the top half will be valid. Since one of each of the pairs of birds will be defined as a Korban Oila, and that was processed correctly for a Korban Oila. But a Mechza Posel, the other half will be invalid because the rest of the birds, the second member of each pair, had to be a Korban Chatos. And a Korban Chatos whose blood is applied on the Mizbeach on the top half, which is the law for a Korban Oila, that Korban is invalid. Likewise, kulon lamata, if for whatever reason the kohen applied the blood of all of the birds in the mixture to the bottom half of the Mizbeach, which is the procedure required for korbanos chatos, then once again, since only half of them are supposed to be a korban chatos, mechza kosher, half of them will be valid, but a mechza pasel, half of the korbanos will be invalid, and the woman will be obligated to bring half of those birds again as a korban oila. What happens if the kohen offered up chetzum lemala v'chetzum lemata, half of the birds he applied their blood on the top half of the Mizbeach, and half of the birds he applied their blood on the bottom half of the Mizbeach? Although the birds have not yet been defined as which korban they are, and therefore essentially all of them should be valid, because half of them were offered up on the top half, being defined as a korban oila, and the other half were offered up on the bottom half, being defined as a korban chatos. However, the problem is, the birds in the mixture belong to two different women. And therefore, in the most extreme, worst-case scenario, all of the birds which were applied to the... whose blood was applied to the top half of the Mizbeach, let's say, for example, Rachel had two pairs of birds, and Leah had two pairs of birds. Altogether, there are eight single individual birds. And four of them, their blood was applied to the top half of the Mizbeach. In the worst-case scenario, all four of these birds belong to Rachel. Now, in terms of Rachel's birds, only half of her birds can be a korban oila. So it could be that half of the birds whose blood was applied to the top half of the Mizbeach are actually supposed to be a korban chatos, and therefore are invalid, and therefore the Mishnah says, Es shelamala, the birds whose blood was applied to the top half of the Mizbeach, mechza kosher, mechza posel, only half of those birds are valid, half of them are invalid. And likewise, of course, for Es shelamata, the same applies for the birds whose blood was applied to the bottom half of the Mizbeach, mechza kosher, mechza posel, half of them will be valid and half of them will be invalid, because we need to be concerned that all of those birds belong to one woman, and therefore two of them had to be a carbon oilan, two of them had to be a carbon chatas, in which case two of them are indeed invalid. Mishnah Beis, what happens if achas lozoi is shtaim lozoi, v'sholish lozoi? If the first woman had one pair of birds, the next woman had two pairs of birds, the next woman had three pairs of birds, v'eser lozoi. There was another woman who had 10 pairs of birds, and another woman, umeh lozoi, who had 100 pairs of birds. And all of these birds got mixed together. And also, kulon amala, the kohen applied the blood of all of these birds to the top half of the mizbeach, which is, of course, is only valid for the birds which are a carbon oila. And once again, all of these birds have not yet been defined whether they're going to be an oila or a chatos, but of course, only up to half of them are able to be a carbon oila. The Mishnah says, mechza kosher, mechza posel, half of the birds are valid, because indeed half of them can be defined as a carbon oila without any problem, and mechza posel, half of them are invalid because half of them are, come what may, going to be a carbon chatas, and therefore the blood was applied in the wrong place. And of course the same goes for the opposite, kulon lamaton, if the kohen applied the blood of all of those birds to the bottom half of the mizbeach, which is necessary for the bird carbon chatas, then mechza kosher, half of them will be valid because half of the animals are indeed supposed to be a carbon chatas, so mechza posel, and half of the birds will be invalid carbonis. What happens if chetzion lamanon and chetzion lamaton? He applied the blood of half of the birds on the top half of the mizbeach and the blood of half of the birds on the bottom half of the mizbeach. The Mishnah says, Merubah kosher, the largest number of pairs that any given woman has, in this case 100, that's the number of birds which are valid. And the calculation for this is pretty simple. We'll use a much simpler example of two women. One woman has one pair of birds, and Rachel, and Leah has two pairs of birds. So altogether there are three pairs, six single birds. If half of the birds are, their blood is applied to the top half, and half of the birds' blood is applied to the bottom half of the mizbeach, then whatever happens, at least four of the animals, four of the birds, are going to be valid. And four birds is two pairs. In this case, the largest number of pairs is two. What's the calculation? So the worst case scenario over here, and always the worst case scenario means that the same woman's pair, one pair was offered up on the same half. The blood was applied to the same half of the mizbeach, which means that one is going to be invalid, because in that case, one of them has to be an oila, one of them has to be a chatos. So if, let's say, the woman, Rachel, who had just one pair, both of her birds were applied to the top half of the mizbeach, that will mean that one of those birds is invalidated. But even in that case, let's go through the rest of the birds. The remaining bird, the third bird, which was applied to the top half of the mizbeach, is valid. So that means two out of three of the birds which were offered, whose blood was applied to the top half of the mizbeach, are valid. And now in the bottom half, all of the birds came from the same woman. However, because this woman has two pairs of birds, that means that two out of the birds need to be an oila, and two of them need to be a chatos. So only two out of the three birds whose blood was applied to the bottom half can be valid as a carbon chatos, whose blood needs to be applied to the bottom half of the mizbeach. And that calculation works for any case like this, even where there are five different women with different numbers of birds, always the highest pair, the highest number of pairs that exist, that is going to be the number which is valid. The Mishnah summarizes with a rule, Zakol, this is the rule, Kol makom she'ata yochel lachlek sakinin. In any case of mixtures of birds, that one is able to split the birds in half, v'lo yuhum shel isha achas bein melamalan bein melamaton. And there's a possibility that the blood of each woman's birds didn't go both on the top half and the bottom half of the mizbeach, meaning the worst case scenario, as we've been saying, is always for one woman's birds to be on the same half of the mizbeach, because that means that one of them will definitely be invalidated. So the worst case scenario would be for all of the birds belonging to one woman being offered on one half of the mizbeach, and all of the birds belonging to another woman being offered on the bottom half of the mizbeach. In that case, half of the birds would be invalidated. And that's essentially in all of the cases of mixtures of equal number of pairs. Mechza kosher, mechza posel, in that case, half the birds will be valid and half of them will be invalid. However, kol makom she'inat ha'yochel lachlik esakinin. In any case of a mixture where you're not able to split the birds, ad she'yuhu mishal isha achas bin min man bin min maton, however you're going to split the birds, it's certain that one of the women's birds, the blood of those birds went both on the bottom half and on the top half. And essentially, in any case where they haven't got equal number of pairs, for example, in the case we just gave, where one woman has two pairs, four birds, in other words, And the second woman has one pair, which is two birds. If the Kohen applies the blood of three birds on the top half and three birds on the second half, on the bottom half, so however the blood and the birds ended up being split up, whatever happens, the blood of the birds belonging to the woman who had four birds will definitely be split between the top half and the bottom half. Only three birds were, their blood was split on, was placed on the top half of the Mizbeach. And she has four birds, so definitely at least one of the bird's blood was applied to the other half of the Mizbeach, and in such a case, Hamerube Kosher, the largest number of pairs of birds will be the number of birds which are valid, and the calculation is as we explained earlier on in this Mishnah. Mishnah Gimel, one of the most basic cases which we had right at the beginning of the Masechta of a mixture of birds, is where a bird which has already been defined as a Oila gets mixed with another individual bird which has been already defined as a Chatos. The law is that neither of them can be offered up on the Mizbeach because we don't know which one is an Oila, which one is a Chatos, and therefore we don't know which bird's blood should be applied to the top half and which should be applied to the bottom half. The question of this Mishnah is what happens if the Kohen went ahead and did offer up those birds? Chatos lazoi ve'oila lazoi, if a woman has a bird which has already been defined as a Korban Chatos, and another woman has a bird which has been defined as a Korban Oila, and they get mixed together. And the Kohen, instead of allowing those birds to die and not offering them up, he went ahead and did offer them up, and also Kula Numalon, he applied the blood of all of those birds, both of them, to the top half of the Mizbeach. Mechza kosher, mechza posel, half of them will be valid, half will not be valid. In this case, one of them will be valid as a korban oila, but the woman who had to bring korban chatos will need to bring a replacement, and the blood of that bird will need to be applied to the bottom half of the mizbeach. Likewise, kulon lematon, if the kohen applied the blood of both of the birds to the bottom half of the mizbeach, mechza kosher, mechza posel, half of them will be valid, half will be not valid. Only the korban chatos will be valid, and the woman who had to bring a korban oila will need to replace that bird. What happens if chetzon lemalon chetzon lematon, the Kohen applied the blood of half of the birds, in this simple case, that means one of the birds, he applied the blood to the top half, and the other bird, he applied the blood to the bottom half. There's a possibility that he got it wrong, that he applied the blood of the oila on the bottom half, and the blood of the chadus on the top half, and therefore shteim psulos, both of the birds are invalid, and a new korban would need to be brought, shani oimer, because I can possibly say that a chatos krevel lemalon, the chatos was offered up, the blood was applied to the top half of the Mizbeach, the oila lamaton, and the oila's blood was applied to the bottom half of the Mizbeach, which would make them both invalid. Mishnah Dalet. In this case, we have six birds altogether. One of the birds is a chatos, it's a already defined chatos bird, the oila. There's another bird which is a already defined oila, and those two belong to different women. One of them has a chatos, one of them has an oila, and together they jointly own ustuma, a pair of birds whose status has not yet been defined. One of them is going to be an oila, one is going to be a chatos, and umfereshes, they also jointly own and are bringing together a pair of birds whose status has already been defined as one of the birds being an oila and one of them being a chatos. And they jointly own it, but of course the korban will be valid only for one of the women. They were both obligated to bring a pair of birds, other than the chatos and oila, which have already been defined. Either way, there are six birds. Four of them have already been defined, two as a chatos, two as an oila, and two have not yet been defined. Also, kulon amalon, if the Kohen applied the blood of all of these birds to the top half of the Mizbeach, then mechza kosher, mechza posel, half of them will be valid, half of them will be invalid, because half of them indeed are supposed to be a korban oila, and half is supposed to be a korban chatos, which means that half of them were indeed processed correctly. Kulon lamaton, likewise, if all of the bird's blood was applied to the bottom half of the Mizbeach, then mechza kosher, mechza posel, half of them will be valid, half of them will be invalid for the same reason. Now, what happens if the Kohen applied the blood of chetzion, half of them, lemalon, to the top half of the Mizbeach, chetzion lematon, and the blood of half of them to the bottom half of the Mizbeach? And it's important to note, we're actually talking about a very specific scenario where there wasn't just one big mixture of these six birds, but rather there were three groups of mixtures. There was a group of a mixture of the chatos and the oila, there was the pair whose status had been defined, and the pair whose status has not yet been defined. They were mixed together in three different pairs. In this case, certainly any of the animals whose status has already been defined, which is essentially four out of the six birds, they are invalid because it could be that the chatos' blood was applied to the top half of the Mizbeach and the oila's blood was applied to the bottom of the Mizbeach, which would invalidate it. The Mishnah says, in Kosher Elostuma, the only birds which would be valid are the ones which were part of the pair which his status had not yet been defined. And since one of those birds' blood was applied to the top half of the Mizbeach, and one of them was applied to the bottom half of the Mizbeach, that's the case we're talking about, because the pair was mixed up, but it was by itself. So we know that the Kohen applied the blood of one of the members of this pair to the top half, and the other one's blood to the bottom half of the Mizbeach. In that case, both of those birds would be valid, because this itself defines the bird whose blood was applied to the top half as an Oilah, and the bird whose blood was applied to the bottom half would be the Korban Chatos, and both of those would be valid, but the other four birds wouldn't. And the Mishnah says, Vimas Chalek is Benayin, and this pair, which is valid, is split between the two women, one being a valid Korban Chatos, and one being a valid Korban Oilah.